Here with me I have Gary Wojcik, who is with New Holland, and I know we've seen several announcements just, I think, within the last week from New Holland when it comes to some new hay tools options that growers have. Why don't you just kind of give me a rundown on what some of the new items of equipment that you have out here to show farmers at Farm Progress Show.
Okay, what we have at the show is, first of all, we have a new pull-type merger line, which comes in three models, 9-foot and 12-foot, both a pull-behind and a side pull with a swing tongue. And that's to make the forage operation more efficient by merging windrows together so you can make less passes with the self-propelled forage harvester, maybe the pull-type. Could even be for big square or round bales. So we got that line, the 5400 series. And then we have a heavy-duty, high-capacity wheel rake that rakes up to 30 feet and is designed for high-speed raking at up to like 15 miles an hour with the highest volume crop. So it's a heavy-duty rig, and it's going to be sold a lot in the areas with more flat ground, like center pivots and out west and so on. So we have that line added. And then we have a new carted wheel rake, which is a deluxe carted wheel rake. And deluxe means that there's a lot of wheel rakes that are maybe economy and don't have the features. This one is deluxe. It's designed with all the features and the capacity for and the ruggedness to handle the crops and the field conditions, okay? It comes in an 8, 10, and 12 wheel. They're really easy to operate. That's the beauty of them. You basically just hit the hydraulic remote, raise up the raking mechanism, travel down the road or lane, lower it back down, and go to raking. And very nice product. That's the 5920.
Now, are these available now for order?
They are available. All what I'm telling you is available to order. Most of what I'm going to say is going to be available starting about in December when we have an okay to ship on these new products. Yes.
So if you're looking ahead and want to make sure that you've got one available when you need it, they can probably go ahead and get that order in early even if they need to.
Absolutely. That's what we're promoting. And we have a forward-thinking pre-sale going on right now to order these things ahead. And we have it made so that we can get the best deal, that we can get extra discounts right now because we can then plan better in our production for all those products.
Can a grower find out more about it by going to newholland.com?
You bet. You bet. Newholland.com as well as their New Holland dealer.
Right.
Now, continuing on, then we have a new specialty crop round baler, and that is specifically designed for those specialty crops, and one of the ones we're aiming at, the predominantly use, will be corn stalks. And this fits in with bio materials and so on. It'll bale, successfully bale corn stalks without having issues with durability and tines.
It must be pretty rugged.
Yes, it's very rugged. You'll see it on the lot, and you can pick it out very quick. It has the biggest tires you can imagine. And heavier duty pickup and all the things that make it appropriate for that application.
So for especially that one, I mean, what size of a bale would you be making of that?
Well, that would be a 5x6 bale, you bet. And also that baler, we're seeing the orders come in, and interesting enough, dealers and customers in markets other than corn stalk areas like Iowa and Illinois and so on, they're ordering it as well because of the ruggedness and they're willing to pay for that extra heavy duty.
Well, I know we're seeing more plants come online or plan to in this whole cellulosic ethanol arena, for example. But, you know, one of the challenges has been, whether it's corn cobs or the stover, is how do we get it to the facility, you know, because it is, as you're saying, you need something a little extra tough because that stuff's not like regular hay or forage.
No, exactly right. And that's what we designed it for. And we anticipate there'll be some other crops that will require this kind of durability. And as I said, other markets are actually embracing it for the they're willing to pay for the extra heavy-dutiness of it. And then along with that, we have a new hayliner baler. It's a BC57 small square baler, a 14x18 bale. But it's made for the customer who is going to do a little more than just his own. And maybe he's going to do a little custom work or he's got a big acreage and he wants to do a lot of hay. It's a more rugged version again, big tires, a little extra heavy-duty here and there. It features a longer bale case, which helps in bale shape. It has things that make it make a nicer bale, but be more durable. Yeah. That's the BC5070 Hayliner. And we're using an old trademark name there we've had for years, Hayliner.
Anything else? Because it just seems like you've got products that have come out here on the market.
Yes, that would be the direct hay and forage products, but there's also some that are related pretty close. We have a new line of box spreaders. We have our existing line that we've had for years, but now we've taken up two more notches to 460 and 560 bushel. We've taken that up on the new manure spreaders. Yeah. So come on to the New Holland lot and take a look at it. We've got lots of people to talk to you about it.
Well, we've had absolutely we're not quite through the second day, but probably two of the nicest days weather-wise that I've seen at a Farm Progress show in my remembrance.
Well,
so we'll hope that'll hold up another day.
Absolutely beautiful. I've been to these for 33 years, and one of the nicest. Clear sky, little breeze, cool, but sunny.
It couldn't be better, really. I mean, plus with the permanent lot, I mean, I imagine, you know, I can just tell personally, dust is not as bad of an issue as it has been or could be. That's got to make a difference even in an exhibit like yours, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. Having a nice environment, and I've been to shows in the past where it's blowing, and you'll come out dirty and dusty and tired, and this is nice. 2 years ago right here, it was nearly 100 degrees.
I know. I was here, and we were trying our best to keep our computers running, you know. Well, I'm sure you've had interaction with some of the growers that are out here. How would you describe the mood, the... Are they really looking for some new equipment right now? Just mood and attitude.
Yeah. What you've been hearing.
Mood and attitude is surprisingly all positive. I really haven't had much negative at all. There is some reality seekers, and that's the dairy farmers coming in. They're really not in tune to buying, but they're optimistic that mid-year next year, so they'll be back on track to purchase. But in the MOMAX challenge, which we have going on over by the tent, where we're featuring a new MOMAX cutter bar, the disc cutter bar, we're doing a lot of contests to change out the shock hub. And I have a lot of time to talk to customers. We gather a crowd, and we get time to talk. And really, I have a very, very positive attitude. Yes, very good.
And it'll be positive if we have a late frost and maybe get some nice warmer temperatures here.
There's always the risks.
That's
and
right,
it's always
that's right.
Never perfect. But
yeah. Well, thank you very much, Gary, for talking to me here about some of the new products that New Holland is showing here at Farm Progress and will at other shows as we go forward. From Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.